Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Still have my cold, still have a very weak voice, and I'm still on cough drops, so bear with me. I will try to do a short show and talk about Russia. Len Dalt is already there. He says Putin, Kadyrov, the Chechen leader, and Surovikin, the Russian general in charge of Ukraine operation, were all born in the month of October. Have you guys noticed that yet? Are you kidding me, Lendalt? Are you pulling some astrology on us? This is not the right place. This is the JFG Tonight Show. We don't care about astrology. What does that make them, being born in October? How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I received a super chat during the night. Someone saying, hey, Jeff, have you heard of the Canadian futurist and philosopher Marshall McLuhan? I rewatched his documentary, The Media is the Massage, recently, and he was impressed at his prescience. Thought it might be something you like to review. Well, I've watched it today. It's quite impressive. It's kind of pompous at the beginning, because at the beginning, it's all about this intellectual that we should know, but I have no idea who that is. And the whole first 10 minutes of the documentary, it's like, what do you think about Marshall McLuhan? And then it's all people saying, oh, you know, he's an intellectual. Yeah, if you go to check an intellectual like this, you're going to get intellectual stuff. And then you have other people saying, yeah, well, he's a very intelligent guy, but I'm just not sure, you know. He phrases things sometimes very charmingly, but I'm not sure there's anything there. And it's kind of annoying. It's like, show me what this guy has to say first. And oh my God, in 1967, this guy just saw the TV and the radio, and he declared the entry into the age of information and basically predicted the state of the internet today. From just seeing televisions entering people's life and radio. So there's a little bit of bullshit in this documentary, and he's a little bit pompous, but oh, yes, he is prescient. He is prescient in terms of understanding censorship. He's prescient in terms of understanding the recruitment of social media for warmongering purposes. I mean, could you have seen this in 1967? You look at the TV and the radio, and you're like, okay, someday in the future, in this information age, there will be a virtual world in which everyone will participate, and our governments will be interested at manipulating people's opinion on there, and we're going to have to shut down some views because we want to do some war, and we're going to shut down these views. That is pretty strong. I mean, this guy didn't know it was going to be social media. Didn't know the names of it and how it would look, but he knew the essence, that we were headed toward a complete virtualization of our existence. And that is stunning, stunning. And he saw that the media was changing to involve people more. So the media was basically becoming more human. Because if you have old black and white cinema, you're not really, it's the media being displayed to you. You don't have a role, really. And then he started comparing with artists that make paintings, and where these paintings, they demand some work from the viewer. Things are hidden in there. And then he says, that's basically what's happening, is that we are involving the viewer by making the things more complex. The TV will get more complex. And eventually, this involvement of the viewer will even pass the glass of the TV. It will literally involve the person in the common public existence. I mean, that is a stunning prediction of Twitter, of YouTube. This guy got this from just seeing the development of TV in 1967. Bravo, I didn't know about this guy. Thank you so much for sending me this super chat. It's annoying, but if you go through the first 15 minutes, he starts having massive insights that are important to understand, because how a guy could do this, predict for so ahead of his time, that is interesting. It would be interesting to know what what kind of intellectual priors does he work from? Covey Killer Clown says, JF, the left always claims that they understand evolution. Imagine $250,000 years plus of evolution, and now men want to be women, and women want to be men, and they claim it's in our genes or something or in the brain. Okay. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know the link between this issue, this modern issue of transgenderism, and the left claiming that they understand evolution. There is no link to my view. Evolution can lead to misfirings. That is my favorite phrasing from DK Shadow. He reminded me of that phrasing on the debate 2 days ago, and that was well seen. It's exactly what's happening. Evolution allows misfiring. Evolution isn't always right. Evolution tends toward being more right than it was before. That's it. All right, Russia has launched large-scale strikes on some 20 Ukrainian cities in response to terrorist Crimea bridge blast. Let me tell you this. This is what I would have done on the first day. If Papa JF was leading a war, you don't let the other country with all of its electricals and communications. Are you insane? They're just going to use their electricity to make you look like the bad guy. They're going to win the social media war, and they're going to drive funding toward themselves that will allow them to pick at you with little passive-aggressive attacks like this bridge attack, which strategically will not have much meaning. I mean, it's going to be repaired, and there's all. It's even right after the destruction of the Crimea bridge. It wasn't fully destroyed. There were parts that were still operational. It's a matter of time before it gets repaired. So strategically, it's nothing. It's really Ukraine doing what they do, which is, oh, yeah, well, we're getting these billions of dollars, and then, oh, we're making one mediatic opportunity to show that we have some degree of counteroffensive. But even the counteroffensives in the northeast of the country, you look at them. They're counteroffensives of the Kharkiv region that don't really get into LPR. They're basically following the border of LPR. It's like you're not even really entering Russia, even with the new Russia definition, with these four regions that they have annexed. So there isn't much that Ukraine can brag about, but they do these little hits to justify further flows of money from the US and justify, from a public opinion perspective, that they're doing something with it. So to me, it's no question. If I start a war, there's no half measure. Anything that I will leave functional will be used against me. It's a little bit like interacting with the police. Everything you say will be held against you in court, and it's like it's going to happen. So the reason they have to tell you this is that it's going to be used against you. Anything you may reveal will be used against you as evidence. So anything you let the other side have will be used against you from a military perspective, which is why if I ever enter in a war and I lead a nation, it's carpet strikes of all functional items from communication to electricity. If I don't have enough bombs to do it, I don't get in the war. Because I like something done properly. See, I like doing things up to standard. And what Russia has been doing instead is have some traditional conception of war where, oh, we're going to let them be and it's going to be okay. If we just take our little spot here, they're going to leave us alone. No, it's not going to happen. And you have to understand that you are against a force that is not just Ukraine itself. Maybe Ukraine in and of itself would have let you be in these four regions that you've annexed. But this is not the situation. You're not against Ukraine. You're against a regime that is the puppet regime of a bunch of NATO officers and leaders of Western nations that want this conflict to keep going. So it's not like there's an easy resolution. They're going to put enough money so that it doesn't end, no matter what you do. So the The humane option actually would have been to destroy everything. Just make it so that no one can possibly live there. They all leave. It becomes a deserted nation. There's nothing functional. I mean, it doesn't take much. If you don't have gasoline, you don't have electricity. Everything starts spoiling. It goes bad. If you can maintain this for a couple of weeks, a population eventually leaves. And then you've just solved so much human suffering, so much enmity against your troops, so much death also. It's like, at this point, it's a humanitarian thing that Putin should have blown up so much more. Now he's doing kind of it, but even then, I mean, it's 20 Ukrainian cities. A part of these cities were had electrical shutdowns across the city. This should be you should see Ukraine from a satellite. There shouldn't be a single light opening. Darkness. Go away, says JF. Thinks blowing up a bridge is passive aggressive. You don't want to see this guy when he's angry, I guess. It is passive aggressive. Because you know how do you understand how you blow a bridge? The last thing you want to do is blow the bridge. You want to blow the support pillars. If you don't blow the support pillars, you don't blow anything. I mean, this is so basic. A bridge is just surface of asphalt that is being held up by steel or sometimes by rope, but in this case, I don't think it's a rope bridge. So basically, you have steel, concrete, holding up asphalt. And the pillars are what is hard to build and hard to repair. If you break a pillar, the road might look unaffected, but there will not be a single human wanting to drive on the bridge until the pillar is repaired, because who knows when it's going to crash. So when I say it's passive-aggressive, what they've done, and I have to take some breath here because I have a cough. It's passive-aggressive because they blew the asphalt. They made the asphalt catch fire. It broke. The asphalt fell. The pillars are unaffected. Di Rogerson says, but the pillars are also harder to bomb to the point of breaking. Exactly. Which is why it's passive-aggressive. If you want to be really ingenious in terms of military strategy, find me divers or drone robots that can drill and insert dynamite into the cylinder that they drill out. Now, that I would be impressed. That's what I want to see. If I'm a leader of a nation and I'm fighting another nation, first thing I'm asking my scientist is, I want drilling underwater robots that can lay dynamite in their carrots. Dabting Thomas says, JF, Matt Walsh provided a response to John Stewart's critique of the what is a woman question. He still fails to define what a woman is, despite claiming that everyone in history agree on the definition. Okay, I haven't had time to watch this, but I will go watch it because I'm interested in this question and in what people... I didn't know that Jon Stewart had done a response to it. So, over 50-plus missile strikes. Now, if it's the beginning of something, perhaps that will be the big hit of infrastructure that I would expect and that I would do. But if it stops tonight, it's still just a couple of probably temporary shutdowns of electricity and internet in some cities of Ukraine. Now, a lot of the missiles also are getting intercepted by the Ukrainians successfully. So sometimes you'll see things being affected in the residential parts of Ukraine, and it may be a missile that was headed toward a legitimate target, but it got deviated by the defense system and still exploded when it landed. So keep in mind this possibility. Here we were seeing what seems to be a high-rise building being blown up. I don't know, is it high rise, like it hosts some governmental activities, like the activities of the Secret Service, or is it something else? We had drops of network activity we have seen during the strikes, and some of them have recovered. They were already on their way to recovery a couple of hours ago. So internet shut down due to probably either the strikes could have hit directly internet centers, but I suspect it mostly hit electricity generation systems. So that was a scene in Kiev this morning, filmed by someone's friend on Twitter. You can see explosions here in the distance. Someone filming them from his balcony. Apparently, there is a bridge that was targeted, very similar to what was done to the Crimean Bridge. So, someone on Twitter was saying, is it bridge for bridge? You will see. Apparently, a missile just crashing and cutting the bridge. Again, not much damage to the pillars, but since it's a high-rise bridge, maybe for a couple of weeks it might complicate construction work and keep the construction teams busy. And if you combine these strikes, the thing is, blowing up a bridge like this, no pillar affected, it should be easy to repair. But if you if you mix those strikes with an attack on electrical infrastructure, gasoline infrastructure, then your construction workers can never get to repair it. The German consulate has been hit. Russian strike hits German consulate in Ukraine's capital. Unacceptable escalation. Well, the problem is we don't know if this was an intentional strike. There might have been an intentional target, and then the missile gets deviated. I don't think that Russia wants to go after the German consulate. I don't think they have any reason to do it. So it's legitimate to consider the hypothesis that they were just striking other targets, and the German consulate got hit as a side effect of it. Thomas says, are these pillars still up to safety codes though? Well, I guess they will get inspections. I mean, there are visual ways where engineers can tell if a pillar has been structurally affected. This includes review of the consistency of the concrete, and I'm sure they have all sorts of tools and methods, but basically it's determining if the concrete has been cracked or shifted or skewed in some dimension. This is from 2 weeks ago, but I hadn't heard of it. And someone sent this to me, a clip from Joe Rogan. And oh my God, they review a Colbert episode. And this gives you absolute insight into how Vladimir Putin has been played with by the American Empire and how the current state of war has been basically caused by America. Because it's an old discussion, Colbert getting an expert to explain what's happening in Ukraine and what's happening with the revolution and everything. So I guess it must have been from Colbert 2014, 2015. And look at what the expert says. He's basically saying, what we're going to do here is we're going to passive aggressive, play Putin here. We're gonna poke him, and we're gonna make him believe that we're not poking him. And look at this. I mean, this is the story of why we are in this war.
There's the magazine, Foreign Affairs. Now, Gideon, help me out here. We've got a battle. The Ukraine, some of them want to go into the EU, the European Union.
Right.
And some of them want to stay with Russia. If the Ukraine's not in Europe right now, what continent is it on?
Well, it's part of Eurasia, but it's part of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet bloc.
Uh-huh.
It's basically Robin to Russia's Batman. And the challenge here, is to try to attract it to the West, to get it to flip sides.
So the rebels in the streets, what...
So already the subversive project here. This guy is saying, oh yeah, we're... There's this country, we're trying to charm it against the will of Putin to get it on our side.
What are they fighting for?
They're fighting for a better future. Countries have a development...
That sounds like a political speech. Like,
no, but it's actually...
And here Colbert is right. You know, you're telling me bullshit here. They're fighting for a better future. You just said that you wanted to subvert this nation to use it as a means to an end for your own political goals. Now you're telling me, oh, they're fighting for a better future. It's a very good cause.
Actually, true.
Countries have to develop over time. And Ukraine, basically, after the end of the Soviet Union, faced two tracks. It could stay a sort of stagnant, corrupt, authoritarian country tied to Russia, or it could essentially join the West. It could modernize, liberalize, become a democracy. At the last minute, when it looked like it was going to trade up from its sort of abusive relationship with its boyfriend from the hood to a nice yuppie.
You're not loading these choices in any way whatsoever.
It's actually true. When it looked like it was going to trade up to a better environment, at the last minute, Putin offered a bribe.
How much?
$15 billion.
That's a lot of cash.
And the president, who himself was tied to the old elites and the eastern part of the country ties to Russia, decided to back off the change and go join Russia.
Do you know how many pirate-themed restaurants you can buy?
This was a sovereign nation making a decision. It's like, you're not offering as good as what Putin is offering. So what's in line with the developmental interest of a nation? Can it listen to itself and decide with its current leaders, or do they have to choose the U.S., or you're going to mess with them?
Buy with $15 billion.
The problem was the western parts of the country and the younger parts of the country and the more modern liberal parts of the country basically knew that they had no future being Russia's vassal, so they took to the streets.
Is America taking sides in this in any way? If these people, the rebels...
And here we go. Is America taking side in this?
Are winning right now, right?
Yes, just
so
recently.
Why isn't Obama spiking the ball in the end zone and calling Putin and saying, hey, you might have won the medal count, but we won the country count, biatch.
It's actually a very good question, and the answer is that we don't want Russia to intervene and kick over the table like a game of Risk and take...
Oh, so we're not going to brag about what we're doing because we don't want to piss off Putin. We're going to be subversive in our changes made to Ukraine.
Take Ukraine back. And so
would they do that? Could he send in troops?
Yes, he could. So we are choosing...
Does Ukraine have any troops of their own? Would they fight back?
Yes, but we don't want this to escalate, and we don't want Russia to crack down. So we want to basically distract Russia. Oh, look, you have the highest medal count. Oh, you did really well.
Focus
on the Olympics.
See, taking Putin for an idiot on public television. If your strategy is to deceive Putin, perhaps it's not the best strategy to reveal the deceptive plan on public television.
It's a shiny object. We'll just take an entire country away from you.
And here Stephen Colbert says exactly what is the American strategy with Ukraine. And it doesn't sound good because I guess Colbert is less of a warmonger, so he doesn't care. But he's like, oh, okay, so we're basically doing this to Putin, and hope we're taking your country. That is what has been happening with Ukraine. That is the justification for why it is reasonable for Putin to do what he's doing.
Holy shit.
Now,
isn't that funny?
There's a power vacuum right now.
There's a power vacuum. The opposition is all together, which everybody, it's easy to agree on getting rid of the bad old regime and much harder to create a stable country in which everybody compromises and moves forward.
Well, so, they need a strong leader to move the country forward. Do you know who's always good at a moment like that? Vladimir Putin. Do you think he might volunteer to come in and help Ukraine
The reason we don't want Putin to get involved in this, and so we are basically we want to try and involve him in this decision so that he allows Ukraine to go. We actually want to not we want to say we want a non-exclusive relationship with Ukraine. You can have a relationship with it too.
You're the only one making this into a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
Ukraine is basically choosing its future between two completely different courses of action, and we're trying to blur that choice so the old boyfriend doesn't get too upset when
Jesus
it makes the right choice.
We're trying to blur that choice. A policy of American deception. So for those who in 2022 are asking, why is Putin doing this? It doesn't make sense. There you go. You have it all here. It is clear that it is American policy to deceive Russia under the guise of liberty and free choice for Ukraine, but ensure that Ukraine always gets to our side. And when they don't, then we call it a bad deal, and we launch a revolution in a part of the country that disagrees with it. So there you go, the full justification for the Ukraine war in a 2-minute video. I have other images from today. This is explosions reported in Zhankoy, that is in the very south of Ukraine, so I believe it is from a Russian-controlled area. So perhaps there was some air defense activated in advance, or perhaps there were some strike backs. I don't know. Biden promises Zelensky further advanced air defense systems after the attacks. Immediately upon Monday's major wave of airstrikes on dozens of cities and towns across the Ukraine, the Zelensky government renewed its appeal for Washington to urgently send more anti-air defense systems to help close the skies. That's exactly what you want to avoid. You don't want to be in an infinite fight against American budget. So if I'm Putin, I want to overwhelm the air defense right now and do all the damage to the infrastructure within the next few days. And that's what I was saying like 6 months ago. But I will say it again. Any day you leave is a day of preparation where you lose options. Now you're going to be fighting I don't know how many anti-air defense systems once they are sent. Balloon Nut sends a super chat, $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, "Hi, JF, glad to hear you are going to church. I hope that perhaps one day you will see the reason in it all. God bless Mama JF and yourself. Have a wonderful autumn." Well, thank you very much, Balloon Nut. Yes, don't build any hope for me to be a God believer. I don't want to sell you guys on, because I know I could make money from the Christians, like, That would drive me super chat, like, if I was coming here and saying, I've thought about my relationship with Jesus Christ, and I think I've not always been with my heart in the right place, and now I realize that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, that everyone will kneel to him. I know that I would get super chats if I was to plan that conversion, but I don't want to do it, and I want to specify every time I have Christian support, I will probably never believe in God. It is very unlikely that anything will change. I would probably need massive brain damage before I start believing in God. Like maybe 25% of my brain just... LBRT says, back when Colbert was tolerable, yeah, those were the good days. Those were the good days, this Colbert moment. 70,000 Chechen soldiers are heading to Ukraine. I don't know if this, is this a new video? Oops, sorry for the sound. He was showing the Chechen army. I don't know. It seems like a promotional video. I mean, if they're sending that much people to Ukraine, that is a lot of soldiers. I don't know how they're going to handle this. But I don't know if this is a recent video or if it's images from the past that are presented as current. Silver Spider says, JF would probably more likely become a Buddhist than a Christian. I have a special kind of hesitation on Buddhism, which I don't think is surmountable. The question of the existence of God, that would be easy to surmount in the sense that it's one question. Does God exist? If my brain pops in a way that leads me to say yes to that question, then I'm basically a Christian. But Buddhism, I have a special kind of annoyance with the whole Zen displays of it and, you know, peace with oneself and everything is in equilibrium. You'll never see me doing this. Kiev also reports that Iranian drones were coming from Belarus. There were Iranian drones that have struck on a residential neighborhood here. You can see some amount of destruction on the building. And then the stuff on the floor. Trees. And look at those craters. It's hard to determine, was this an intentional strike? Because maybe there was a building there, and perhaps it was some kind of building that was an infrastructure building. But perhaps it was also a missed strike at the wrong place. Ukraine will continue offensive actions despite Russian strikes, foreign minister says. Whatever Putin does, we will continue to liberate our territory. We'll see if they can push as much when they are getting bombarded behind the front lines. Go away, says JF, needs to become a Muslim so that we can finally have quality Muslim debates on modern day debate. Modern day debate does not host joke debates. James always specifies that he doesn't want to do this. But here's something that we could offer to James. We don't host a joke debate, but we host a debate in which the participants have to defend the contrary of what they believe. So you take me versus Nadir, and Nadir has to argue for atheism, and I have to argue for the Muslim religion. That would be fun. If one of you guys wants to go send a super chat to James, I think that would be a great idea. Because it's not an entirely joke thing. There would be something useful from this debate. We would see the quality of the debater shift side and see what is the best case one can do for Islam and what is the worst case that one can do for atheism. That would be fun. Silver Spider says, I say this because JF doesn't seem bothered so by much at all and accepts death as a part of nature. Also mentioned the mind and self may be an illusion. Okay, but what was he saying, Silver Spider? I missed the other chat. I don't know what he was saying. But yeah, those are correct characterization of my position. Syrian girl, every time there is a strike of Ukraine, she reminds us of what it looks like when America strikes a country. See, that's more what I would do.
Beneath all of
see, America doesn't lose its time, but that is always good to remind as a basis of comparison. Yes, they call it shock and awe tactic. For all the Americans who are trying to do a moral lesson and saying, horrible Russia is. I'm sorry, but Russia is not as horrible. It's not even an order of magnitude below American horror. It is way below. It is multiple orders of magnitude below. Tillman says, JF David Duke said he had a teacher that did that. That did what? That did shock and awe tactics? That that attacked other countries with powerful missiles? Professor Sachs, Ukraine needs to stop bombing nuclear power plant and blaming it on Russia. Oh my God, I'm so glad someone is saying it. Because Ukraine has tried this news cycle about 3 times now. They cause conflict around the nuclear power plant. Then they're like, oh my God, look, it's going to be a European disaster. Europe, help us. And it's like, it's too obvious. We see what you're doing. And when you're doing it 3 times in a row, in 3 different news cycles separated by 2 months, it's like, bro, at some point they're going to blow the nuclear plant for real. If you repeat this 10,000 times, there's going to be one time where there's an accident and you blow it for real. So yeah, stop engaging in fights. We can see what you're doing, Ukraine. We can see that you are getting the explosions and then immediately getting the mediatic attention and immediately pushing your talking points. It is as they say in the article, it's not hard to guess that it's Ukraine doing this because the power plant is under Russian control. The Russian army is there. I don't see why the Russian army would be shooting at itself. And so it's probably Ukraine. Go away, says Jeff. He's talking about that teacher in Canada with the prosthetic breast. Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah, those were enormous breasts. It's an inconvenience. Cyber attack hits websites of major US airports. Air traffic was not affected, but a cyber attack has been slowing down service to customers from airports. They say that the attacks were coming from within the Russian Federation. Well, okay, maybe. But we've heard this on so many things with Trump. I'm not going to believe you on your words. I want to see the evidence, and I want to know also if it was a free agent in Russia or if it was government censored. PayPal stock paid 6% after a flood of users canceled over the 2,500 misinformation debacle. Is that how you guys pronounce it? Debacle. So that's good, seeing PayPal drop by 6%. Hopefully all of these big tech who censor and who cut people off, eventually all of them should crash. It is a first move to have minus 6%. That's in the right direction. Georgia FBI is searching for missing toddler whose babysitter reports odd text before disappearance. A toddler has disappeared. A very interesting case here because I think I suspect the parent, because here's the evidence. The toddler disappears. The parent has called at 9:40 a.m. to report the disappearance of the child. Now, 4 hours before this, there was a babysitter who was going to keep this baby very often and so frequently, in fact, that whether the mom was working or not working, she was there. But 4 hours before the baby's disappearance, the babysitter received a text message at around 5 to 6 a.m. saying, you're not going to babysit the baby today. So how is it that a very odd message, and she was surprised by it because she was always babysitting the baby. how is it that the mother decided to send this text message 4 hours before the reported disappearance? Had he already disappeared? Or did she know that he was going to disappear? There is something extremely suspicious in the behavior of the mother here. I cannot exclude other explanations. Perhaps the mother dismissed the babysitter and then the baby got kidnapped through some other cause. It's possible, but for now, my suspicions are toward the mother. California versus Ohio pig farmers. The Supreme Court will hear the case. That is something I'm very excited about. Because California is trying to legislate on the farmers of other states. And the way they do this is they say, if you want to sell pig in California, you need to have our inspectors go into your facility and ensure that you're respecting all of our rules. And 99% of the pig in California, of the pork eaten in California, comes from outside of California. So basically all of their pork comes from outside. And now California wants to send inspectors, not just within the territory of California, but to your production place, even if it's out of state. It's interesting because it's not really California saying, I have authority to inspect your place. They're just saying, if you want to sell in California, you have to let me inspect your place. Now, it's a subtlety, but I can't wait to see what the right-wing Supreme Court thinks of this. Because in a way, it is a state trying to meddle within interstate commerce. Now, it's hard to see how I would like the pig farmers to win, because I hate it when California controls anything on commerce. I hate it. Sometimes I buy stuff and it's like healthy for human consumption. No problem, JF, you can eat me. Fully healthy, blah, 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 blah. And then at the bottom, it's like, except in California. It's like, there's always a special rule in California that makes this thing totally unhealthy. Anyways, I would want the pig farmers to win, but it's going to be hard, because even if you could argue that the law is poorly phrased and poorly managed, eventually California will always be able to say, all right, well, it's illegal to sell chops of pork in our state. So they're always going to be able to cut the interstate commerce. However, perhaps they do not have a right to have out-of-state inspectors. And if the Supreme Court can remove that right, then it basically falls moot, because how are you going to distinguish between a properly farmed chop of pork and a non-properly farmed? If you can't send your inspector, you won't ever know if your rules are being followed. So I would like the Supreme Court here to side with the pig farmers of Ohio. Anyways, you know, I think that the bread and butter of the right wing for the future of America is that these leftist states and leftist towns will eventually all depend on us to survive. On us who are capable of producing. Because they are so self-destructive, they make so many rules that eventually they can't produce. And so it's going to be nice to be holding the leftists by the ball in America's future. And that's important. That's why this case is so important. Some random bloke says, why can't stupid people, okay, he says something else, but I will not say it, understand that demographics equals destiny. If Turkey invades Greece, it's 100 million versus 10 million people. And he is sharing this news. Erdogan ramps up Greek invasion threat as Turkey ready to strike in the middle of the night. So you're saying that Turkey is 100 million and Greece is 10 million? Wow. I don't know about these numbers, but if that's the ratio, yes, that's the ultimate problem. It's that demographic flows happen no matter what you do. They will happen under immigration. If you sustain them to the point, if you have strong borders, eventually you're going to have a conflict. If you win the conflict, then you're fine, but then you'll have reduced the numbers on the other side. So basically, population issues solve themselves. They solve themselves through movement and death. And yes, that's why demographics very much matters indeed. Last news item, because I have a weak voice, I want to go rest. Justin, France says it will spend 100 billion euros to protect citizens from inflation. I mean, this could be a title of... This could be an Onion article. They're going to spend 100 billion euros to protect citizens from inflation. So if you spend 100 billion euros, it's going to lead to inflation. Whatever it is that you do, let's say you pay an agent that will come and note the prices of gas and prosecute the gas stations because they increase it too much. You've just inflated again because you paid a guy to do this. The guy who takes the note, he's got money now. He's going to go spend it at McDo, at the gas station, and the price of everything rises. So you cannot combat inflation by spending. You can combat inflation by not spending. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you so much for being with me and for bearing with me while I am relatively weak. I hope to be maybe fully recovered tomorrow or in 2 days from now. Until then, I'll do what I can. Much love. See you all tomorrow.